This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Spring is one of my favorite seasons on the farm. It's a time of new life, fresh starts, and most of all, hope. Farmers are some of the most hopeful people around. They can't help it. It's part of their DNA. They have to believe that the next season will be better than the last because they love the work they have been called to do. I love the Bible verse that says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." I can't think of a better description of what it takes to endure as a farmer. I believe that faith in God can carry us through all the valleys and mountaintops of life. That's an especially encouraging word for farmers, as their work comes with more unknowns than most. Farm life brings both unplanned hard times and surprising rich blessings. It takes faith to plant a crop without knowing what the weather or the markets will hold across the year and at harvest time. Faith to find the workers they'll need in time for tending and harvesting that crop. And faith to pick up the pieces and start again in the face of trial and hardship. President Ronald Reagan often enjoyed retelling a conversation he once had on his way to address the Farm Bureau annual meeting in Las Vegas. He said, "And on my way to the hall, a fellow recognized me and asked what I was doing in Las Vegas, and I told him what I was there for. And he said, 'What are a bunch of farmers doing in a place like Las Vegas?' And I couldn't resist. I said, 'Buster, they're in a business that makes a Las Vegas craps table look like a guaranteed annual income.'" Decades later, that story still gets a chuckle, but farmers know the hard truth behind it. Many pressed on through the recession in the 1980s. Now, a new generation is seeing the steepest drop in farm income since then. When you add in the impact of an ongoing trade war and the devastation from hurricanes, wildfires, and flooding, their faith is truly being tested. But when traveling and meeting with many of you, I hear stories of hope. Folks who are not ready to quit even in the face of the toughest times. Folks who are hopeful for the future of agriculture because we know how far we've come and what we can accomplish when we work alongside our friends and neighbors. Farmers' faith doesn't come easy, but it is strong and it makes families and communities stronger. We are stronger when we work together and help our neighbors, like many of you have done for those who lost so much to the devastating storms across the Midwest recently. Congress could certainly follow this example as they work on a disaster relief bill for farmers and ranchers. Times of crisis are times when we should come together. Using FEMA data and data from a recent Feeding the Economy study, sponsored by the American Farm Bureau Federation and other groups, AFBF economists estimate the total economic contribution of agriculture in areas hit by natural disasters in 2018 and 2019 is more than $80 billion and includes 419,000 ag-related jobs. Our lawmakers need to set politics aside for the good of our farmers, our food security, and our economy. I still have hope that our lawmakers can come together for agriculture and for what we can accomplish together as spring blossoms. There are policies that will soon be ripe for harvest, from trade to regulatory reform. With USMCA, we have protected the gains of our trade partnership with Canada and Mexico. Now it's time to urge Congress to get the deal done. Meanwhile, we will continue to work toward finding solutions to remaining challenges like seasonality issues with fruit and vegetable imports. And finally, after years of grassroots and legal advocacy, we are one step closer to a clean water rule that provides much-needed clarity for farmers. The comment period closes Monday, and EPA and the Corps want to hear from each of us. Let's be sure we have spoken up in support of this new rule. There's no doubt that the last few seasons have been tough for many in agriculture. From some of the pictures I've seen of the impacts of the Midwest flooding, I certainly could understand if things look hopeless. But just as spring returns every year and plants push through the soil, farmers push through the hard times. Farmers' hope is perennial and as sure as the seasons. Farmers will endure. Farmers will press on in the hope of a better and more bountiful harvest. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has launched a mobile app for four of its My American Farm games. Available mobile games and corresponding STEM components that meet national standards are Keys to Stewardship for Science, The Great Seed Search for Technology, Thrive for Engineering, and Operation Peanut Butter for Math. Download the free My American Farm STEM app from the App Store or Google Play. Games available in the app are ideal for students in grades 3 to 5. Once the app is downloaded to a device, games can be played offline anytime. Iowa Farm Bureau Federation's economists say the state may see upwards of $2 billion in damages from recent flooding, which the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says may peak again once snow melts make their way down from neighboring northern states and spring rains arrive. The state's largest general farm organization says damages from the Missouri River are not complete, and the Mississippi River's anticipated flooding has yet to hit, which will make this a challenging year for Iowa farmers. Dr. Sam Funk, IFBF's senior economist, says the damages will continue to culminate long after the floodwaters recede. In Fremont County, for example, where we have seen more than a quarter of all jobs depend on agriculture and 19% come from crop farming alone, there will be a snowball effect from this early spring flooding. Long after waters recede, the sand and debris left behind must be cleaned up before planting. But the equipment to remove that debris is not always available quickly, and fields may not be ready in time for farmers to get a crop in at all this year, says Funk. There are infrastructure problems compounding current on-farm struggles. There have been multiple breaches in levees with roads and bridges rendered unsafe or impassable, which makes it hard to move the equipment in and the product out. The areas impacted are more extensive than the 2011 Missouri River flooding, where more than 127,000 crop acres were lost. This flood isn't just bigger, the effects will last longer. The Agriculture Department's National Agricultural Statistics Service recently released its quarterly Hogs and Pigs report, providing a detailed inventory of breeding and marketing hogs. Producers use this data to determine production and marketing strategies, while the industry uses it to assess the markets and the future supply of product. The U.S. inventory of all hogs and pigs on March 1 came in at 74.296 million head, up 2.1% from the previous year. This was in line with analysts' expectations of a 2% increase from March 1, 2018. In this most recent report, USDA pegged the market hog inventory at 67.955 million, up 2.1% from last year, but down slightly from last quarter and in line with market expectations of a 2% increase. The number of pigs kept back for breeding came in slightly above analysts' expectations of 1.9%, with USDA reporting 6.35 million head, up 2.2% from 2018. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.